Dear Cheap Astronomy, just how strange is reality? So this is an unusual question insofar as the word strange implies a divergence from normal, whereas reality is by definition normal. Therefore, whatever strangeness we may perceive in reality is largely defined by our expectations. After all, every day the sun comes up, and when we make a cup of tea, the water will still boil the way it has every other day, and you'll generally discover the tea bags and milk you bought the day before haven't spontaneously dematerialized overnight. These are the things we consider normal, and indeed to many represent the apparent blandness of reality, something that can only be spiced up by exercising our imagination. But go ask a physicist, and they're likely to tell you that reality is not only stranger than we imagine, but stranger than we can imagine. This statement was likely first made by J.B.S. Haldane, who was actually a geneticist, although also a bit of a polymath. The statement has subsequently been adopted by many physics writers, particularly by those working in quantum physics. Quantum physics has lots of strange predictions, many of which have, kind of, sort of, been tested and confirmed. Most of the apparent weirdness in quantum physics stems from the wave-particle duality behaviours of small particles like photons and electrons, as well as the inability to measure all aspects of such small particles simultaneously, which is commonly known as Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. These seemingly weird behaviours of very small things can lead to the view that the fundamental structure of matter is probabilistic in nature, and even further that nothing is real until you observe it. You could also turn to the Schrödinger's cat story to deduce that all possible outcomes of every event that happens in the universe do all happen, hence resulting in the ongoing branching of new realities across a greater multiverse. But we should take a deep breath there. Of course, you could deduce all that, but you don't have to, and perhaps you shouldn't. There should always be some limit to a reasonable extrapolation of assumptions arising from a known point. It's also the case there's a long list of historical figures who have declared that we now know everything there is to know about a particular subject, shortly thereafter followed by some groundbreaking discovery, which opens up vast new areas of research and discovery. So it's absolutely true that there could be a multiverse of all possible outcomes, but it's only absolutely true there could be. A multiverse is just one of several possible interpretations that arise from different findings in quantum physics. Scientific progress often involves running with a whole set of theoretical explanations for an observed phenomenon, and then knocking out some of those potential explanations through further experimentation and measurement, until you've constrained all the possible explanations down to just one, or maybe two. It is unlikely any future explanations for quantum behaviours will be any less weird than they are now, but cheap astronomy is choosing to hold on to the hope that those future explanations might not involve multiverses, or faster-than-light communication, being something often called upon to explain various aspects of quantum entanglement. But at the same time, cheap astronomy is not expecting that it will turn out that the quantum physicists got it all wrong, and subatomic particles are just little round things that you stick together like Lego pieces to make up the world as we know it. So far, we've mostly dwelt on quantum physics, but there's no shortage of other apparent weirdness in our reality. Who would have thought that time would run differently in fast-moving vehicles and near massive objects, at least when measured relative to an observer in a different frame of reference? And who would have thought that a universe could pop into existence out of nowhere? But before concluding this is all weird, we should first be asking ourselves what we might consider not weird. A universe made up of indivisible Lego pieces that has existed forever and that allows things to travel within it at unlimited speeds is kind of weird anyway. Notwithstanding, it conflicts with a large body of evidence we've already accumulated about our real universe. When we say all this stuff is weird, we are perhaps not acknowledging that pretty much everything we look into turns out to have all sorts of unexpected complexities and complications. It would be uncharitable to declare it weird that many people never really consider the complexity of the reality they exist in. Lots of people have lots of complex issues to deal with, and they may only have time to acknowledge the universe as a backdrop to the various dramas of their life. But perhaps it is appropriate to say that's a bit of a shame, and to acknowledge it's never a wasted effort to educate people about the reality of reality.